welcome back to Revolutionary Health Podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Center. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. So nice to meet you. If you are a regular or an OG, it's good to see you, old friend. I am so excited to share this message with you today. If you are on a wellness journey, I want you to find this to be a message of inspiration and hope with tangible steps that you can take to start healing today. I love, love, love this episode. My guest, Julie Michelson, is just a ray of sunshine. She and I really hit it off, and I'm so excited to introduce you to her. I was recently on her podcast, Living with Autoimmunity, and we just had the best time. So be sure to also check out her podcast. I will have links to that in the show notes. I don't really have any housekeeping items for you this week. If you haven't checked out my new and improved website yet, do it. It's stephaniecenterwellness.com. I have so many wonderful free resources for you. I have my free hormone health assessment. I have my free gut health assessment. I have a blog that I update weekly. Right now I'm covering a series on PCOS. So if that interests you, please go check it out. It's so, so intriguing. I have a really neat and organized page for my podcast. So if you are thinking to yourself, goodness, I think she did an episode on estrogen dominance, you can type in the search bar on my podcast page, estrogen dominance, and it'll take you directly to that episode. Or if you're like, I think I want to binge listen to all the episodes with Morley Robbins, type in Morley Robbins in the search bar and all of his episodes will come up. So I think it's a really great resource for you if you're looking for specific topics. I also have a wonderful shop page. So if you're interested in toxin-free living, give my shop page a shout and see what kind of deals you can get on some high-quality toxin-free items. Before we dive in, I want to read a couple of reviews from listeners. CNKMBT says, I love the perspective coming from a healthcare professional, and Stephanie does a good job of breaking technical information down for people like me who don't have a medical background. Thank you so much for saying that. You can tell she is very knowledgeable and passionate about helping people. I appreciate all of the additional info in the show notes too. KSD1014 says, I am really enjoying this podcast. Stephanie presents her research findings and offers practical solutions in a non-judgmental, do-what-you-can sort of way. I look forward to listening next week. If you enjoy my podcast, I would love to hear from you. Please consider leaving a rating or review or share this episode with a friend in need. All right, let's talk about my wonderful guest. Julie Michelson is a national board certified functional medicine health coach, best-selling author, international speaker, and host of Inspired Living with Autoimmunity podcast. She is the founder of Julie Michelson Coaching and the co-founder of Navigate Wellness. Through her journey of overcoming more than a decade of decline with rheumatoid arthritis, she became passionate about functional medicine and using lifestyle to create healing. Julie is an expert in supporting others to achieve the changes necessary to experience true wellness. Please help me in giving a warm welcome to our guest, Julie Michelson. Well, hey, Julie, it's so good to see your face again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Stephanie, it's so good to be here. I'm really excited to have another conversation.
I know. If you're not familiar, Julie and I did a podcast episode together on her podcast, Living with Autoimmunity, and we just really hit it off. I feel like we were two peas in a pod and it felt like I was talking to a good gal pal. And yeah, I really loved our conversation. So I'm really happy and excited to have you on the show as our guest today. One thing that I wanted to start off with, because I think for me, it was important going through my own healing journey that I worked with practitioners who had a personal relationship with the work that they did. And I know you have a beautiful healing story. So I want to know, what is your origin story into functional medicine? Because we all didn't get here because traditional medicine worked for us, right? What is your origin story?
Yeah, happy to share, which is fun. I used to be such an introvert that I, didn't share my story. I do think that this is how we help each other. Yeah. So when I was in my early 30s, I was a newly single mom with three young kids. They were 2, 4, and 6. And I ended up getting diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I felt really grateful because my diagnosis process was a lot faster than most people. In hindsight, I'm not sure that's such a gift, but at the time I was in that model of, I want the diagnosis. I want to know what's wrong. Mm-hmm. I was suffering with joint pain that, like all of us, I was explaining away, even though I was a, you know, fit, seemingly healthy young mom. I had recently moved to Colorado and I was hiking a lot, and my first joint that started to hurt was in my foot. So I went the, like, oh, I need new hiking boots. Oh, I need orthotics. Oh, I, you know, and then it was showing up in my hands and my wrists, but really it was, and I think so many listeners can probably relate to this, it was just the life-altering fatigue that really is what sent me looking for answers. You can relate to this. My middle son at the time was around four, and he came in one night with a sore throat in the middle of the night, and he, you know, mom, I don't feel well. I have a sore throat, and I literally could not get up. Couldn't get up. I couldn't. I sent him in, said, go get a drink of water and come back, which may not sound like a big deal for somebody listening to the story, but if you knew what kind of mom I was, like, that was just not how I parented. And that was the driving force for me to go figure out what was going on. Unfortunately, when I was diagnosed, I was told, like so many, that I couldn't heal. And that they literally use the words, I'm so sorry. you're so young, which nowadays in your 30s isn't even young to be diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, unfortunately. And I believed them. And they said, you know, you're going to have to take the medications. We'll try to slow the process as much as we can and keep you as comfortable as we can. And so, like a good girl, I did what I was told. You know, I looked up rheumatoid arthritis and it did not look good. And so I took my meds and went to the doctor and just continued down that path of decline. Pain got worse, fatigue got worse, accumulated other autoimmune diagnoses. And at the end of about 11 years, I was on 10 prescription medications. None of which were working, most of which were not working, and most of which were for the side effects of some of the other prescription medications. And they were trying to talk me into getting a handicap placard on my car just to save what little energetic resources I had.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I would rest when the kids were at school so that I could do that after school through dinner time. And actually, as you can tell, I'm a mom. My story is very kid-centric. It was my youngest came to me one night. My dad had passed away in his 50s. And at this point, I was in my 40s. Mm-hmm. And my daughter came to me and just said she was scared that I was going to die and leave them. And I hadn't shared with them. I really didn't think I would live to see 50. And so knowing that my kids were laying awake at night with those same fears that seemed kind of based in reality, really, with the rate I was going. And so I obviously couldn't promise her I wouldn't die. But although she still asks me to, she's not young anymore. What I did promise her that changed everything was that I would try everything. And it was something in that moment that I realized I hadn't tried, you know, until then I really thought I was trying everything because I took every medication they told me to take. Yeah. And when I would, you know, investigate and read and learn and then ask the doctor, you know, what about nightshades or what about, I trusted her and she would always say, you know, no, you just have to
take food doesn't affect it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's not, you know, or she made it, I think she said like, that's like one in hundreds of thousands, you know, it's an issue. And sadly, she has since passed away from complications from autoimmunity, which is so sad because, you know, she really was dedicated to the field, but But for me, luckily, that moment was where I thought, okay, what have I done that has worked or even moved the needle a little bit? And that was when I had given up gluten to support. My oldest was diagnosed with celiac when he was 12. And to try to be a good mom, I gave up gluten for him so he wouldn't, you know, feel like he was doing it alone. And I had said to the doctor at that point, you know, wow, I actually, I have less joint pain, you know, and of course it was because we didn't know that, you know, celiac should have been my first autoimmune diagnosis. I just didn't know it at the time, but that was, I turned to food. I thought, okay, well, if giving up gluten made me feel a little bit better, what else can I do? And I started investigating, and by that point I had such bad brain fog. That learning, it wasn't like I could just dive right in, which is, Steph, why I have a podcast and why I'm thrilled to be on your podcast, because it was such a part of my healing journey. I would listen and something would resonate and I would try it and the needle would move a little bit. And here I am. I am, you know, symptom free. I have been for years. I, you know, do not need a handicap placard on my car. I live on a farm with horses. I scuba dive, I hike, I sail, I do all the things that I could not have imagined doing even 10, 15 years ago. And I, you know, definitely passed my goal of 50. I'm 54 and couldn't feel better.
That's such an encouraging story. I think if you're listening and you have been, I think a lot of people that find our type of podcast have been on the struggle bus for a long time.
Yes.
And there is that feeling of hopelessness. I can relate to that. I started my podcast when I was like, I am not finding the answers that I need to feel better.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting. I love that you touched on the brain fog, because that's a huge part of a lot of people's experience. And you cannot think clearly to know what questions to ask or know what resources to look for when you are in the thick of it.
Yeah, it's so hard. It really is. And that's just the inflammation. It's the you know, you're not broken. We're not broken. And one of the reasons I share my journey in such detail is because it is never too late. So, you know, I always get excited when somebody says, you know, I was just diagnosed and I'm not going down that road. I'm like, wow, good for you.
You know?
I actually even more excited when people are like, oh, I'm not going to get diagnosed. I'm going to turn it around. But it's never too late. And it doesn't matter, you know, the long list of diagnoses, and we just need to identify, you know, what are those healing blocks and what are we missing, and take it from there. My story is really not, there's always an overlap, you know, your journey was, I didn't realize it took me years and years to figure out that mold toxicity was even part of my journey. I didn't even know it for years after I started to improve and learned and was like, oh, I should check that out. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much information. I feel like we are in information overload. And actually, one clarification I want to bring up, because I can feel like there are probably listeners out there thinking, okay, arthritis. There are two different types, main types of arthritis. We are talking about rheumatoid, which is the autoimmune condition. It's marked by inflammation. And you can think of it as like the swelling type of arthritis. The osteoarthritis is more age-related, and that's bone breakdown, right? They're
wear and tear.
Wear and tear.
They're actually very different changes in the joints with the two different.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that for the person going, what kind do I have? You probably, if you're listening and you are a young adult struggling with autoimmune problems, you are probably, now we're not giving you medical advice or anything, but you are probably leaning towards the type of arthritis that Julie is talking about today.
Yeah. And I will say, I've had lots of clients with, you know, different issues, challenges, and diagnoses that have old injuries and osteoarthritis. Mm. And when we get the systemic inflammation down, they feel better. Doesn't change, you know, their x-rays won't look any prettier, but they're not in pain. Yeah. So
that's a great point that it doesn't necessarily matter which type of arthritis you are dealing with. you have more agency over your health than anyone has ever led you to believe up until this point. Yeah, that's a great, great point. So what was it like? So going back to your origin story, what was it like? Because I would say the majority of listeners of this podcast are young mamas who want to have better lives, clean, healthier lives for their families. Maybe they have been struggling with a health problem. So what was it like living with RA and raising three babies?
Yeah, it was a challenge. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was a struggle. It really was. I was that, you know, hands-on super mom, right? I was the single mom. I was PTA president. I was the baseball chair. I did all the things, and I wanted to. That was my joy. And my kids were close together. You know, the oldest and youngest, I think, are 4 years apart, almost exactly. So, they were pretty close together and active, and it unfortunately I lost the ability to participate at the level I wanted to, and my daughter, you know, she always feels like she got the short end of the stick. She also got the benefit though of she didn't have quite as many rules as her brothers because I was I was all about consistency. I still am. And I was too tired to enforce with her. So I was like, she's a great kid. It was not a problem. But life in general got smaller and smaller for me. You know, I mentioned I was resting. I mean, just literally, just to get from after school to bedtime was like torture. You know, I wasn't the mom I wanted to be, really. I wasn't the friend I wanted to be. I wasn't the daughter I wanted to be. I just didn't have the energetic resources to show up. My life was very small.
And what was your timeline like from getting that diagnosis to kind of where you are today? Can you walk us through, like, because I think we live in a world where we all want a quick fix. And I feel like that hinders people from going into functional medicine because they, a lot of times, are like, well, just give me the pill to make me feel better today, and then I'll deal with this problem tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, it is a process. And it's, you're never done. It's an ongoing process. But the good news is there's two sides to that coin. I feel better.
Hey there, beauty enthusiasts. Are you tired of compromising your health for beauty? Well, I've got some exciting news for you. I am about to revolutionize your makeup game. Imagine beautiful, vibrant makeup that not only enhances your natural features, but also protects your skin from harmful chemicals. That's exactly what you'll find at Crunchy. Clean, toxin-free cosmetics that make you look and feel fabulous. Trust me, I've experienced the Crunchy magic myself. As someone who cares deeply about what goes on my skin, their organic-packed, cruelty-free products have transformed my beauty routine. No more worries about clogged pores or irritations, just pure, clean beauty. Oh, and hold on to your mascara wands, because I've got a little treat for you. Just for being the fabulous you that you are, there's a sweet $10 off waiting for you when you make your very first order. All you gotta do is give that link in my show notes a little tap, and boom, you're on your way to a love story with clean beauty that won't break the bank. So gorgeous, what's the holdup? Say adios to settling for less and say hello to the stunning toxin-free world of Crunchy. Let the magic unfold at crunchy.com/Stephanie Center. And don't forget to give that little link in my show notes that tap so you can get an exclusive $10 off. Your journey to radiance starts now. Okay, beautiful. Time to get back to the show.
You know, if you asked me 4 years ago, I would have said what I said earlier. I never thought I could be doing these things, and I never thought I would feel this good. But if I look over my shoulder 6 months ago, a year ago, I feel better now than I did even then. Okay. Right. So I know it can sound overwhelming when it's like, oh, you know, healing could be slow. It doesn't mean, I look at it this way. I was really lucky without finding functional medicine first that I was able to get my needle to move enough that my brain started working again. And then I could dig in and learn more And I could tell certain things I was doing that are working, and looking at, I mentioned the mold toxicity, you know, some of the underlying drivers I had, I'm blessed. There's no question I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing, because I really probably shouldn't have felt as good as I did, as quick as I did. Mm-hmm. And quick is a relative term. So for me, without the guidance and support and framework, it took me years, I mean, years, probably 6 years to start to really feel better. It was kind of, I say it's, it was the throw the spaghetti at the wall approach. Like I was, you know, I'll try anything, because, you know, there is no quick fix. And I tell my clients today, you know, you didn't get sick overnight. You're not going to get well overnight.
Amen. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you can't have a big jump in improvement quickly. And so I just want people to understand, you know, you can improve quickly. It's going to take a long time to heal.
Yeah. Oh, I love that answer. I love, love, love that answer, because it is. It's, I always tell folks, you know, it's kind of like the stock market, where it's going to go up and then down, but it's going up consistently over time. You're going to have some little peaks, some little valleys, but just know that it's a great investment.
It is. Absolutely. And hopefully no crashes, but hopefully even crashes. It can rebound.
Right.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's literally a journey. And it can be a beautiful journey.
Yeah. So do you care to kind of define more about your approach to overcoming RA versus kind of the more traditional medical approach? So when somebody's listening, they've maybe tried the traditional medical approach, and maybe kind of explain the differences between the two.
Mm-hmm. And I'll try to be diplomatic. Because truly, and I'm not bashing, you know, I live with a doctor. I love doctors. Doctors are great. They, you know, study medicine to help people. But unfortunately, the Western medicine model does not work for chronic illness. It's not a healing modality. And so I would argue that the Western medicine approach, the rheumatology approach to autoimmunity, it isn't healing. They don't use the word heal. You know, what they're doing is controlling symptoms, right? They're trying to tamp down symptoms, which is how I ended up on so many medications. It was for the symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so functional medicine asks the question, why? Get ready, Stephanie. You're going to get that question a lot from your daughter. I used to tease my kids, that's your favorite letter. But, you know, now I have so much more appreciation for that question, right? Why do you have rheumatoid arthritis and for me in particular, some people will answer that question with, oh, it runs in my family. Functional medicine still will ask why, because that may load the gun. It doesn't pull the trigger. For me, I didn't have autoimmunity in my family. So it was seemingly totally out of the blue. So that, to me, that's the biggest difference. Functional medicine, it holds the belief, the accurate belief, that the body is designed to heal. And there is a combination of finding the drivers that are, you know, creating this disease process. And then it's always both. People tend to, you know, well, what shouldn't I eat, or what do I need to take away or avoid? But it's always both, right? We need to support the body in what it needs to heal, and we need to be removing those blocks. And when we do that, it's amazing. The body will heal. May take time, but it does. And so they're just very, very different approaches. And I tell people all the time, you know, God forbid, I need emergency surgery, I am going to a Western surgeon, Western trained surgeon. I'm going to the hospital for acute care. That's what that system is designed for, but it's not designed for wellness.
Yeah. Beautiful answer. I could not agree more. And I am super careful not to be disparaging towards traditional medicine, because I do think there's a time and a place. I worked in acute care for several years, and I did see miracles happen there. And we are traditional medicine is great at acute care. It's great at making people medically stable so they don't die. And that is so necessary. But what I was also seeing was what we would call our frequent flyers. Right. So, Mr. Jones is back. Yeah. Yep. And it's like, well, we didn't fix his problem because it's a chronic, he's becoming medically unstable because of his chronic condition. And it's kind of when some alarms started going off in my head of like, well, can there be multiple ways to address a problem? And I love that you mentioned this holistic in terms of looking at the whole person approach and asking why, because a lot of times if you just listen to somebody, they can tell you what's going on. And doctors aren't given that luxury of being able to sit and listen to their patients. I'm sure they want to.
They don't have the time, but they also, the training is, you know, one body part, I don't know how many doctors I had, or when my oldest was born, he had so many specialists, and nobody, his pediatry had a great pediatrician, but who wasn't trained. I love, and my partner is a functional medicine physician. He is Western trained. Like there's that bridge of the best of both worlds. And we've worked with people together where he's like, they need a biologic for a little while you work with them. To get that, they need that intervention, which is because I get kind of like, no, we can do it, So there's always a time and a place for sure.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I've been dying to ask you this question because I love listening to your little nuggets of insight on your podcast. I think you are just so wise. And this is something I've wanted to ask you. If you could take a time machine back to when you first discovered that you had rheumatoid arthritis, what would you tell yourself, or what do you wish you would have known then that you know now? Hey there, beauty enthusiasts. Are you tired of compromising your health for beauty? Well, I've got some exciting news for you. I am about to revolutionize your makeup game. Imagine beautiful, vibrant makeup that not only enhances your natural features, but also protects your skin from harmful chemicals. That's exactly what you'll find at Crunchy. Clean, toxin-free cosmetics that make you look and feel fabulous. Trust me, I've experienced the Crunchy magic myself. As someone who cares deeply about what goes on my skin, their organic-packed, cruelty-free products have transformed my beauty routine. No more worries about clogged pores or irritations, just pure, clean beauty. Oh, and hold on to your mascara wands, because I've got a little treat for you. Just for being the fabulous you that you are, there's a sweet $10 off waiting for you when you make your very first order. All you gotta do is give that link in my show notes a little tap, and boom, you're on your way to a love story with clean beauty that won't break the bank. So gorgeous, what's the holdup? Say adios to settling for less and say hello to the stunning toxin-free world of Crunchy. Let the magic unfold at crunchy.com/Stephanie Center. And don't forget to give that little link in my show notes that tap so you can get an exclusive $10 off. Your journey to radiance starts now. Okay, beautiful, time to get back to the show.
Oh my gosh, it's such a tricky question, because the easy answer would be, oh my gosh, the number one thing, I wish I knew I could heal, right? Mm-hmm. I wish I knew that right away that there were lifestyle changes I could make that would impact my health. Mm-hmm. But then the other, you just called me wise. Thank you.
Yeah, so wise.
The wise part of me says, but this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And if I don't know how different my journey, I would love to have, those years of decline back and feel better. But at the same time, I wouldn't be with the incredible man I'm with right now. I probably wouldn't have had the tools to help my children avoid their own autoimmune challenges. I love waking up every day and helping people heal. So, but I definitely wish I knew I could sooner because I heard some healing stories earlier in my journey, and that cynical, I can't help, I'm from New Jersey, so I can't help it. I'm just on the inside. And I would hear that, you know, somebody would, oh, you know, my friend's mom had rheumatoid arthritis and she's better. And in my head, I would think, well, either they didn't have it or they weren't as sick as me, or because it can't heal. Right. So mm-hmm. I wish I was a little more in tune with what the body is capable of, for sure.
Yeah, that's a beautiful response, because you're right. You allowed your mess to become your message.
Right.
And if you hadn't gone through that experience, maybe you wouldn't have the same appreciation you have for healing, or maybe you wouldn't have the same personal connection with the people that you serve that are in that place, because you can say, hey, listen, I've been there before. I know what that's like. You are in the valley, but you are not going to stay in this place. So I think that's a really wise answer, Julie.
Thanks.
Going on with the wiseness.
I have been called wise before, but it's usually followed by another word. Oh.
That's funny. Okay. So for our listeners out there, well, so I had a couple of listener questions, and I guess this would be a good time to maybe insert a couple of them. One is it possible to heal from rheumatoid arthritis naturally? And you've kind of answered that already, saying
yes.
So what are some of the markers that people want to look for if they're on a journey, a healing journey of like, this is showing progress in my rheumatoid arthritis?
So it's going to depend, because there is this segment of the population who has beautiful labs. I was one of them. So I never had elevated inflammation markers. For those of you that have beautiful blood work, that makes doctors scratch their head and say, I don't know, your labs look fine. That's a little harder. If somebody has elevated inflammation markers like HSCRP, even rheumatoid factor, any autoimmune marker, any antibody. So if it's a Hashimoto's, you know, your thyroid antibodies, they fluctuate. And so I love when someone does have elevated antibodies or elevated CRP, retesting and watching that trend down. And it's going to correlate with how you feel. But those are, for me, the wins of, okay, you had autoimmune markers, now you don't.
Yeah.
And it's a spectrum.
And CRP is that C-reactive protein.
Yes.
That's a blood marker for inflammation.
Right? It's a blood marker for, yeah. And it'll show systemic inflammation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you tired of feeling sluggish and unwell? Are you ready to take control of your health and embark on a journey to cleanse your body from environmental toxins and parasites? Welcome to my Parasite Cleanse course, your ultimate guide to revitalizing your well-being. In this transformative course, you will gain essential knowledge through 5 comprehensive modules. Module 1 will empower you to recognize the signs and symptoms of a parasite infestation, bringing you clarity to your health journey. Module 2 will give you a thorough and crucial pre-cleanse steps, focusing on detoxification and drainage, laying a solid foundation for an effective cleanse. In Module 3, you'll learn safe and effective techniques to eliminate parasites, promoting a healthier and happier you. Module 4 explores lifestyle and nutrition practices that will complement your cleanse, ensuring your body thrives throughout the process. And then Module 5 is all about post-cleansing. I'm going to equip you with strategic approaches to maintain your newfound vitality and well-being. But wait, that's not it. There's more. I've included some amazing bonuses to enhance your experience. Learn about pregnancy and breastfeeding considerations in my special bonus module. Also, discover products that boost your cleanse journey, giving you that extra edge. As a special treat, receive a step-by-step guide on parasite elimination alongside lifetime access to prescription-grade cleanse products. Plus, to support your detox and drainage journey, you'll receive my exclusive recipe ebook. Are you ready to say goodbye to feeling sluggish and reset your metabolism? Enroll in my Parasite Cleanse course today and embrace a healthier and happier you. Click the Parasite Cleanse course link in the show notes and use the code PODCAST for $25 off your course as a special thank you for being a loyal listener. I really hope this serves you well. Back to the show. Yeah, so that's a great, and you can get CRP on a basic metabolic panel, right? So you could go to your primary care physician.
Yeah, that's something that every doctor will run. Yeah. And they won't say, you know, that's a weird test, or I don't know what to do with that. Yeah. That's an important marker.
I think that's great that people have access to that. It's easy to access that lab.
Yeah, but always the key is, how do you feel?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Are you starting to feel better? And then we know, and again, I'm a data geek, so I love to see the labs, and I do my own all the time just to track. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody in functional medicine loves the data. Like, give me the data, give me tons and tons of data.
Yeah.
What are three, so for our listener who's having some aha moments right now and going, okay, I think this is what I have. What are three suggestions or three tips that you would give them to start to kind of push that needle in the right direction today?
Yeah. And I would qualify, you know, my journey started with rheumatoid arthritis. My approach with all of my autoimmune clients is the same. You don't need a diagnosis, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Love
that. I would start with, hopefully listeners are already doing it, but if you're not, eat whole, real food.
Yay. Like,
number one. And then you could, you know, I would say 1B would be no gluten if you have autoimmunity. But really start with, if you're not already only eating whole, real food in your diet, start there. That alone should move the needle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, I would say, I know this is up your alley, Steph, reduce your toxic burden. So, and that's a whole nother conversation. That would be a whole episode of how do we do that, but at least start to become aware of your exposures, and start trading out and trading up your products to reduce that toxic exposure. And number three, the tip is it a tip? I've already said it a few times. You can heal. And you will heal. So that's my, and that should have been number one, because that's the message, right? That's the whole reason you and I have podcasts is, you know, we can heal. And if you've been on this journey, like Steph said, for a long time already, don't give up. There are other rocks to look under. That's my medical term of how I work with my clients is we're looking under the rocks of what's driving the inflammation, and you know, just stick with it, because you'll find it.
Oh, it's such an encouraging message, especially when, and it does sound like this was your experience of, well, I'm so sorry, this is your life now, and you're going to have to deal with this. This is your forever diagnosis. These are your forever medications, and I'll see you when things get worse. And it's like, whoa. I'm, you know, I was 29 for me when it hit the fan, and I went down to, I think, 11, over the course of a year and a half, 11 foods that I could tolerate. And it was just like, messaging was hopeless. It was either cause I think I was in like down to 90 something pounds. So I was not taken seriously. I was like, oh, like you're healthy. You're 29. Your labs are fine. Just this is all in your head. And like, as somebody who it has a very strong personality, who is not gaslit easily, I started to really question myself, because when one doctor says it to you, you're like, okay, screw you. But when seven of them say it to you, you're starting to think, okay, is it me? Should I just go back to eating all the foods and wind up in the emergency room? Like you get to a dark you get to a dark place and you do feel hopeless. You do feel like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that it's so empowering when you get that perspective shift that, no, wait a second. Yeah. I can do this. I can, and I will.
I love that. And that was kind of what I was referring to before about like the, it's almost like the curse of the pristine labs, right? Because then doctors really don't know what to do with you, you know, and they're like, well, on paper, you look healthy. Could it be in your head? Do you need an antidepressant? You know, it's like, well, I didn't before I saw you.
Yeah.
You know? But it's so common. And the frustrating part for me, you know, my journey started 20 years ago. People are still being told the same wrong message now, you know, when you're young, yours didn't start that long ago. Nobody should be told you can't heal or it's in your head.
Right.
It just, that's the frustration. And that's the, again, I don't blame the doctors. I blame the broken system. I interviewed somebody on my podcast once, a doctor who's now a functional medicine doctor. And it kind of broke my heart. She said when she was practicing in the Western model, she actually felt like she was doing somebody a disservice if she didn't give them a prescription for something. Like that was her idea of helping is like, obviously she practices a little differently now.
Sure.
But you know, again, just to kind of highlight the doctors are doing the best they can. It's the system that's broken.
Yeah. You know, it's so doctor comes from the Latin word docere, which means teacher.
Yes.
And I'm always like, we should change what we call doctors instead of doctors. Maybe we should call them prescribers.
Drug dealers.
Or provider. Yeah. Well, we do call them providers, I guess. Who's providing you with your drugs, right?
Yeah.
Versus like doctor. And if you're listening, think about, did your doctor teach you anything the last time you visited your doctor? They teach you anything about your body that you didn't know before? Because that is kind of the root of their, you know, life's calling basically. So, I love those solutions, eating real whole foods. That was a game changer for me. I eliminated gluten for a very long time. And I just recently reintroduced it when I had a baby, cause I wanted her to have, and of course when I say gluten, I mean organic and then glyphosate residue free options and not just like getting any gluten. And I'm still very sparing with it.
It wasn't a box of Wheat Thins.
Oh my gosh. It was the, what was the brand? It was the Farmers We Know or something like that. Be clean. And really just so that my system wouldn't forget how to process it or something. But anyways, but we're primarily, we'll go a very months without gluten and then we'll go, okay, we'll have it just so our bodies remember it. And then reduce toxic exposures. Yes, absolutely. I think we are exposed to so many, you know, if you follow the path of autoimmunity, which I know you do, our genes haven't changed much over the last 70 years, but has our environment changed. Yep. And you just said, you know, your family doesn't have a history of autoimmune conditions. So it's not like you were genetically predisposed. It was your environment.
Even 20 years ago, they were saying to me, you know, oh my gosh, you're so young. And I made a joke of it, but it's really not a joke. These days, if you make it into your 30s and you haven't gotten some kind of an autoimmune diagnosis, that's rare. I mean, that's how exponential, even just in the past 20 years, numbers have increased. And it's got to be the toxins. It's got to be.
Oh my gosh. When we had our baby back in October, you know, when you go to the hospital, they're like, okay, what medications are you on? And I was like, none.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, what medication? Like, you need to write down your medication.
No, you didn't hear me. You have to tell me.
Yeah. I was like,
why do I have to be on medication?
Why is that a prerequisite to come here now? I have a slightly younger audience and I'll say, hey, ask your mom how many meds she was on when she was 28 years old. And then ask your aunt how many medications she was on when she was 28. And then ask your grandma. And the number that they say is going to be significantly lower than the number that you are on. Absolutely. And that should teach us all a valuable, valuable lesson.
Absolutely. And I say this, and again, I'll circle back to, there's a time and a place for medication. They exist for a reason.
Yes.
But it's that same question you can ask. Why? Right? Why am I taking this? Is it for a symptom of a short-term problem that's going to go away? Is it going to cure my problem? You know, is it a antibiotic for an infection? Great.
Yeah.
Or, you know, is it just to quiet my symptoms and get me out of the doctor's office for something that's not going to heal itself? You know, we just need to ask why.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made that point. Absolutely. I have a listener question that says, hey, what supplements do you recommend to reduce joint inflammation, or do you recommend supplements at all?
So I'm a data geek. Yeah. There's not one supplement that I feel like everybody, there are certain things that should be optimal level for everybody, but not everybody needs a particular supplement. Yeah. I will say there are things that are very safe. Number one, I think for everybody is, and again, it's great to know your levels, but it's fine. You're not going to overdo it, are omega-3s. Because again, why do your joints hurt? Is it osteoarthritis, you know, post injury, or is it because you have enough inflammation in your body that now your joints hurt? So I think omega-3s are hugely important for joint pain, brain health, heart health, all of it. I mean, they're just a essential. That's why they're essential fatty acids.
No pun intended.
I just figured that out. So that's a great one that I think is like number one for me with people. If you're, you know, maybe it's exercise related or something like that, and you really just are a little more inflamed than usual. A lot of people like a high quality curcumin, which is made from turmeric.
Yeah.
I will say, and I see it a lot, it happened to me, a lot of us will pound those kinds of supplements because they're quote unquote healthy. And if you've got any kind of gut stuff going on, you can quickly develop a sensitivity to turmeric from taking those kinds of supplements, but they can be really helpful. But I would say start with your basics and get those omega-3s. I mean, they're so anti-inflammatory. They really are.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I know I always have such a hard time answering questions like that because it is so bio-individual. Like, what does your body need and what does it need today versus what did it need several months ago? It's going to change and you're probably not going to be taking the same thing for forever.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah. You should.
Hopefully. I mean, some things. I've been on omegas for years. My levels are great. I'm not worried about, you know.
Yeah,
I know even that's another one where Western medicine tends to hyper-focus, you know, have to stop your omegas before surgery so you don't bleed out. You'd have to have such high levels for it to become a blood thinner. But yeah, it is all, I'd say get tested and, you know, make sure that you're doing what your body needs you to do.
Yeah, I love that. Well, okay. This has been awesome. I love talking with you. I feel you're just such a warm person and I can feel your passion when you speak and your connection. And so I'm so thankful to have you on the show. I will have Julie's contact information in the show notes. I have links for her website. You can learn about her coaching. You can learn about her podcast, Inspired Living with Autoimmunity. You can find her Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the things. I will have them in the show notes. But if you're listening and you're like, I am driving right now and I can't click on things, Julie, where can people find you?
I try to keep it so easy. Ready, listeners? jm.coach. And then that will take you to my website. I have a new business, Navigate Wellness, and it can take you there. It can take you to social, it can take you to the podcast. So you get to drive your ship.
Sweet. Yeah. So if you go to jm.coach, that you'll have links to all the other things at that.
Yes.
It's a very nice organized page. That's all, it's all links. I love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. So try to get you, because I listen on the go. So I wanted like something that people could remember.
Absolutely. And just real quick, if you don't mind, can you share a little bit about your Navigate
Sure.
I thought it was so cool. I think it's so cool what you're doing. I was definitely stalking all of your websites.
I can tell. You get a gold star for thorough stalking. Yes, it's Navigate Wellness is a new project that launched this past year. My partner, who I already mentioned, who is a functional medicine provider. He has a brick and mortar clinic, and we've worked together a little over 6 years now, referring in both directions and teaming up. And because I've always worked virtually and he's kind of, you know, been clinic based, we started Navigate Wellness to help people take charge of their health. So like we were just talking about labs. And of course, everything always comes from our journey, right? I had so much trouble getting doctors to order. I would listen to a podcast and I'd be like, I want that lab panel.
Yep.
and I couldn't find a doctor to do it. Not everybody can just run out and get a functional medicine doctor right away. So Navigate Wellness is a way of getting lab testing, high quality supplements that you're only going to get, you know, through a provider's office into your hands from the comfort of your own home so that you can take charge of your health. Yeah, that's our new baby.
That's amazing. And you are based, you said, out of Colorado. Not that it matters.
I work all over. And Navigate Wellness, as far as labs, New York is a funny state, and anywhere but New York, you can order your labs with a click of the button on the website. And we have a brand new program that just launched there called Detox Jumpstart, right up your alley.
It is a
jumpstart. It's really, it will do that needle move for the people with chronic illness, and it will just jumpstart you if you need a refresh or you just want to feel a little younger.
Love that. 30 day. Such amazing work. Thank you so much, Julie. Is there any question that I didn't ask that you wanted to cover or anything that you wanted to share that I didn't think of?
No, I want to commend your listeners, because I know your audience is filled with women like you. And for me, the exciting thing is, like, Steph, your daughter is going to grow up not having to fix stuff later, right? Because she's getting that from you. And so I just want to commend your listeners for listening, for being savvy enough to start to take control now so that they can raise healthy families. I think it's great, and it makes me excited.
Yeah, what an encouraging message. All right, y'all. Well, go find Julie on all of the things, jm.coach, and you'll have links to all of her stuff, or check out the show notes. Julie, thank you so much for visiting today. It was so nice to see your face again. And thank you for blessing our audience with this encouraging message.
Thank you for having me.
Are you still searching for some high-quality supplements to help you achieve your health goals? Well, you're in the right place. FullScript Supplements is your one-stop shop for premium, science-backed wellness solutions. With FullScript, you gain access to a vast selection of professional-grade supplements curated by trusted healthcare providers. It's like having a personalized dispensary right at your fingertips. Whether you're looking to optimize your gut health, boost your immunity, or enhance mental clarity, FullScript has you covered. Say goodbye to guesswork and hello to evidence-based choices. What's more is their user-friendly platform allows you to browse, order, and have your supplements conveniently delivered to your doorstep. Empower your wellness journey today by joining my dispensary with FullScript. Inside, you'll have lifetime access to my personally curated protocols that you can use to optimize energy, support your hormones, and finally balance your microbiome. Unlock your full potential and embrace a life of vitality. Visit fullscript.com/welcome/theholistichouse for lifetime access to 15% off all orders. And I know this link is a mouthful, so I will definitely provide it for you in the show notes. All right, I'll see you on the other side of healthy.